Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis, and we're beginning at the very top of the Daf. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, and we're at Sif Vav. We're in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Hashosa, if somebody drinks water, Eino Tzorich Litol, Afilu Yodo Echos. A person doesn't have to wash Netilas Yadayim before he drinks water. This din, the Ramah says, will be discussed further in Simen Kuf Ayin. The Mishneh Berurah over here in Sif Katan Chav Zayin explains, Delo Ovid Denoga Biyodo B'mashkin Shebesol Chakli, because it's not likely that the person is going to touch with his second hands, with his Yadayim D'Roshnios, with his second level Tumah hands, the liquids that he's drinking, because that's not the normal way that people drink. And therefore, lo tiknu netila lazeh. Therefore, the rabbis didn't find any reason, like they did with netilas yadayim for bread, that there was a potential for your hands to touch a liquid that would make the liquid into a rishon, which would then make the bread into a sheni, which has the ability by chulin, and the concern was for truma as well in the days when truma was no egg. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says, we don't make such a concern for water. Therefore, even if his hands actually did touch the water in the cup, for example, you bend over by a river or a lake or a stream, and you pick up some water in your hands, so your hands are touching the water. Nevertheless, the rabbis never instituted netilas yadayim for this. The rabbis never instituted a netilas yadayim for drinking of liquids. This is brought down the name of the Mogen Avraham. Siv Zayin. Mechaber writes, if you washed your hands, as we had discussed 2 days ago, for a vegetable or a fruit that's going to be dipped into one of the seven beverages, the Yad Shochad Dam, seven liquids, so then we said the din was that you should go and wash the Netilas Yadayim. We wrote down the Mogen Avraham says we're not nohag to do that today. That's actually a minority opinion, but that seems to be the way that we actually paskin, according to many. Here the Mechaber says, if a person did go and wash his hands without a bracha, he did netilas yadayim for a vegetable or a fruit that he was going to dip into something. So he washed netilas yadayim, then he changes his mind. He doesn't want to have the carrot that he's dipping into the liquid, but he says, I think I'm going to have a loaf of bread. And he's going to eat bread instead. So does the netilas yadayim that he did for the vegetable count for the netilas yadayim for the pas? So the Mechaber brings down, Yesh mi shenira mi dvarav shein osu netila olulo. The first opinion that he brings down is that, no, it doesn't count. The netilas yadayim that he did for the vegetable cannot retroactively now work to be the netilas yadayim that is required before eating bread. And certainly the Mechaber says you don't have to say if you just washed his hands with no intention of washing them for even eating of a vegetable, he just went to wash his hands. So certainly if he changes his mind, that netilas yadayim is no good. That's what the Mechaber paskins over here. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Ches explains, Hainu, this is according Ladas Miktsas Poskim, Shazukharti Leo Belskov. This is what we learned in yesterday's shir, according to those poskim, Shasvirla who hold the Ein Chi of Netila Latibula Bimashiv Zmanazeh. As I mentioned, this is the Mogen Avraham's opinion, who said that we don't have to do Netila Sedaim when we're dipping a vegetable into one of the Zion Mashkim. Since you didn't have to do that, so it actually is not a good netila. Because you didn't wash your hands in a way that you were required to. And therefore, since we paskin like those poskim that we brought down in yesterday's shir, 2 days ago shir, therefore this netila, the Mechaber says, as explained by the Mishneh Berurah, is not going to be good. The Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Siv Katan Lamed Daled, explains, look in the Bir HaGra, Shehiksha, who asks, Damai lo zochar ha-mechaber, diyito b'zebul ha-bracha. Why doesn't the mechaber over here say, go wash your hands without a bracha? Ach reidu ba'atzmo, this in fact was his opinion in Siv Dalet, that tzorichli tomidino ledover shetibu l'bemashke. He said over there that you do have to go. The mechaber did not paskin like the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham argued with the mechaber and said, you can be meiko. The mechaber was machmer and said, you should do netilas yadayim, albeit without a bracha. And even though the Mechaber himself was concerned for the opinion that said you don't have to wash, so he said go wash without a bracha, nevertheless, imkein hochanami, over here too, why the Chofetz Chaim asks over here in the Shaar HaTzion, based upon the Vilna Gaon, didn't the Mechaber say, al koponim, hayelo livsok diyito bli bracha? Why didn't the Mechaber over here say, granted, don't make a bracha, but go wash your hands? Ube'emes mitzadi the Taz, the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says that the Taz holds the Gam Dasa Mechaber, Kenu, Rak Lochush Lodei Azu, V'lo Linyin Bracha. He says, in fact, that's what the Mechaber is saying over here, that you should be Choshesh over here for this, albeit you don't make a Bracha. And even if you had no intention at all for the netila, you're just washing your cans for nikias, so your paskins and simul kufnun test and siv gimel directly chatchila tzorich lo choshedas hamachmirim lo chatchila. You should be choshish for those, but not bidiyevid. The issue for the number 43 asked a similar type of a question. He brought down the name of the Chazon Ish, who says, why shouldn't the netila be good? After all, the netila that you're doing over here doesn't have to be, for chulin, l'shem, a specific netila. The fact that you did it to keep your hands clean for some tahara type of a purpose should be enough. He holds mistaver. It seems shekavona l'tar yodov, shlo yitam usamashkin, maspika l'kach. What difference does it make why you were washing hands? You were doing it so that the hands shouldn't make something tummy. What difference does it make if it was the liquid on the vegetables that you're dipping it into, or whether it's for some other reason? It's to clean your hands, and therefore that should work for the bread as well. Va'af, and even though sheinu mechuyev achshav b'tilo, that washing your hands wasn't essential, wasn't required, mikom makom lo malo shlo yoyo, why shouldn't it work? As he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Dalet, where it says that it does work. And he leaves it basically with a tzorich iyun. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Tes writes that we said that if you washed your hands not for eating purposes, you still have to then wash your hands again when you're now going to eat bread. So he says, Kigon, Shahayu Yadu Luchlachos Unatolin. Your hands were dirty, and you washed your hands for cleanliness purposes. And you weren't doing it to eat, you just didn't want your hands dirty. And then you change your mind. You see some bread, and you say, V'nim lach lachol, I'd like to eat. And he didn't take his mind off the washing that he had done in his hands. He didn't touch any place. His yadayim hadn't touched a part which required new netilas yadayim. So in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber holds over here that the original netilas yadayim that you did for cleanliness purposes doesn't accomplish anything for the bread, the lohi so l'shem kedusha klal, because there, as opposed to when you dipped for the vegetables, it was at least l'shem tahara. Here it wasn't l'shem kedusha tahara at all. Just to get your hands clean. The Ramah now continues and he says, Hagah, v'im lo yisiach daito, if the person did not have a loss of understanding. In other words, he was constantly aware after he washed his hands that his hands did not touch a place where they become dirty. Yito b'li bracha. Then he should make a new netilas yadayim over here when he's eating bread, but he doesn't make a bracha of shek yishon misov tzivonu al netilas yadayim, because his hands were clean, and therefore this is a suffik bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed explains that when we started over here, v'im lo hisiach daito, that's going on the entire sif. Koya call a sif. Sifkat lamed aleph, he says lo hisiach daito, because dim hisiach daito mishmirasan. If he didn't carefully think about his hands and watch that his hands didn't touch something, so then lekuliyama, everybody would hold certainly toshenis bevracha. Then he certainly would have to go wash his hands for bread and have to make a bracha on the tilas yadayim. Ki is the ain laws ain the rishon olokah, because then everybody would agree that once you had a hesach hadas, you didn't think about your hands, and so they could have touched someplace, so then you certainly need to make a new netilas yadayim with the bracha if you're going to eat bread. Sivkat lamed beis, Mishnah Berurah explains that the Ramah said you don't make a bracha if you didn't have the hesach hadas. The kama poskim sfirulu, because there are poskim that hold the netilas yadayim l'chulin, that when you wash your hands for chulin purposes, afin lo kivin l'shem netila yotza, that even though you didn't have intention doing it l'tilas yadayim, you did it for cleanliness purposes, since it's for chulin, you yotza anyway, even if you didn't have the proper intent. As long as in lo yisiach taito miyal shenot meishenot hayodav, as long as you know for sure that your hands didn't touch someplace that would require new netilas yadayim. And he brings down this, as explained, Mavor Devrein, Beveis Yosef, Simen Kuf Nantes, and the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Gimel, and look over there for further discussion of this. V'im Kain, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Yito B'lo Bracha. The Ramah explained, therefore, since there's a machlokus over here, go and wash your hands again. There's no harm in doing that, and do it without a bracha. Because, Shema Yotzim, Netila Rishon, because Rishonim, because maybe, in fact, you weren't required to do another Netila Sedayim. So the fact that you did another Netila Sedayim, that doesn't hurt. There's no harm done. But if you were to make a new bracha, that could be potentially a bracha levatola. V'al Netila Rishonim, Lo Shayach Levarech, and on the first washing, you certainly don't make a bracha. Af Denim Lach Lecho, Somich Mamash Lantila, even though if you changed your mind immediately, right after you washed your hands, kivin shalhoyso l'shem netila, since when you washed your hands it wasn't l'shem netila shedayim, the formal netila shedayim, so now you don't make a bracha on it, even though it's only a few seconds after you finish drying off your hands. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, so what should a person do when he has these suffix situations? So he brings down from the Bir Halacha and Siman Kuf and Test that the best course of action is l'chatrila yitame es yodov, go and put your hands in a place where they will become a dirty in a way that they're required to have netila shadayim done on them. And this way, now, even though it's a suffix, whether you would have had to have done the netila shadayim without putting your hands in a place where they now definitely require netila shadayim, this way you definitely can wash them and make a bracha without any suffix whatsoever. And this is not called a bracha she'ein tzricha, because right now you do have to, in fact, go and make a bracha, and this will be discussed as well in Simon Kuf Nun Tes in a couple of days. The Rambam continues and he writes, Im noga b'yachiloso b'mekomos hametunovos b'gufo, if while you're reading you went and touched yourself with your hands in a place that requires an atilas yadayim, so Rambam says, yachso v'yitoyodo, you have to go and wash your hands again, atilas yadayim. If you touched yourself in the middle of the meal in a place that requires an atilas yadayim, go wash your hands again. And he says this based upon the tshuvas of the Rashba, and he says, look in Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, which we'll learn in a week or two, and it says over there, that you should have to go and wash until it's a dime again and make a new bracha, because your hands definitely became dirty. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lama Gimel writes, Hainu af bedover shebtihulo b'mashke, which we said that you have to go and make a new Netilas Yadayim, is even if you're eating vegetables that you dipped into a liquid and you touched your hands in a place where your hands become filthy and require a new Netilas Yadayim. So this is true even if it wasn't for pas, even if it was for a dover, shetibulo b'mashke Netilas Yadayim, as we discussed 2 days ago. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Mi shoya b'midbar, if somebody is in the road, in the desert, oh, b'makom sakono, or in any other place of danger. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sivkot Lamed Dalet, Hu gam kein atam mit mi sakona, the desert is also called the place of sakona. Especially im yelech v'yichab b'sachar mayim, if you have to go look and search for water, it definitely is a place of danger. So the nokat midbar b'fniat, so why did the Mechaber specifically state a desert or a place of danger? Lashmina, to teach us, the stam midbar li'olam makom sakono, to teach us this din, that a plain old desert, no matter where it is automatically considered a place of sakona. So, again, if a person, the Mechaber says, is in a desert or in a place of sakona and there is no water over there, v'ein lo mayim, potum in tehilas yadayim, then he doesn't have to wash his hands in tehilas yadayim. This is all a takana from the rabbis, and in this situation, there are other alternatives other than putting yourself in danger finding water. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Hei writes, v'av kishiyodea shim yachzor achareyem mil yasek shomayim, and even if you know that if you go back a meal is about a kilometer, it's about 2,000 amos, which is about a kilometer, and you will find water, yasek shomayim, so it's not like you're not going to find the water. If you go off the road, you will find the water, gam kein ein mechuyev. Nevertheless, since you're in a place of danger, the rabbis never insisted that you go and put yourself in danger to go do netilas yadayim. Sivkot Lamed Vav, as we just explained, you're potter from doing netilas yadayim, mikol makom, nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, you just can't eat. What you should do in this situation is take a mappa, some sort of a napkin or a cloth, tzorich lechorch yodav, and wrap it around your hands so you're not touching the food directly with your hands. As we'll learn again in a few simonim. Siv Tes, the Mechaber writes, tzorich lizorah b'netilas yadayim. One should be especially careful and zealous with the performance of the mitzvah netilas yadayim. It's a very important mitzvah, the Mechaber says. Shekol ha-mezalzel b'netilas yadayim. If somebody, chas v'sholom, doesn't take netilas yadayim seriously and says, it's not important. So then, chayiv nidui, number one, the rabbis are supposed to excommunicate the person. There's a punishment over here that will come to this person that he'll be impoverished. And finally, the nekar min ha'olam, rachmona litzlan, is brought down from the Gemara in Sota, that the person will be removed from this world. So if a person is mezalzel, he doesn't take the tilas yadayim seriously, that's a very, very big sin. And one shouldn't say, it's only a mitzvah derabanan, it's only a takana. But in fact, one should be extremely punctilious in the performance of the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. The Berhetev in Sif Tez Zayin explains, Afilu b'pamachas, a person should be careful every time in the Tehillas Yadayim, not even being negligent or not careful about it even one time, as Rashi in the Gemara and Sota brings down. Now we go to Sif Yud in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Afapi sheshiurom b'reviyis, even though the rabbi said that the shear for the amount of water that you should use to wash your hands in Tehillas Yadayim is a reviyis. How much is that? The Rambam says, Pirush, reviyis halog. It's a quarter of a log. How much is a log? A reviyis of a log? Hainu shear of beitz of a chaytzi. It's 1.5 eggs, the volume of 1.5 eggs. How much does this actually come to? So Dirshu footnote number 47 brings down that the shear for this reviyas, according to the Chazon Ish, is about 150 milliliters, which comes to about 5 ounces. Or according to the Shita of Rav Chaim Noe Zatzal, it comes to about half of that, 86.4 milliliters, which again is close to a little bit less than 3 ounces. So this is the minimal shear. That's the shear that the rabbi set up. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Yosef li tol b'shefa. It's much more preferable for a person not to be mitzamtzem, not to be so stingy with using just 3 to 5 ounces of water, but he should take a lot of water. He continues and he brings down the Omer Rechista, he brings down the famous statement from Rechista. Ano, I, Mishai melochof nimaya. I'm very careful to take a lot of water to wash my hands. And as a result, v'yohavu li melochof ne tivusa. And God has been very good. He always gives me a full hand, a tremendous amount of goodness, of tova. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Zayin says Shishirim Berevius, that the shear, the minimal shear, is a Revius, as we said, and the Mishnah Berurah explains Hainu Revius Achas L'shtei Yodav. This is pouring the one Revius, again the 3 to 5 ounces roughly, that you pour on both of your hands. You don't need a separate Revius for each hand. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says in Simon Kuf Samach Bei Siv Dalit, he brings down various Achronim who say no, that you should have a Revius for each hand. Why? If you pour less than this, there are many specific details of this din that you have to be very careful about. As we'll learn over there, not everybody's familiar with all of these dinim, so it makes it much more easy to do it properly if you pour an entire revius on each hand. The issue foot number 48 brings down that nowadays, hayom, shenogim kulam, that everybody is noheg, lito les kol hayad, we wash all the way up to the wrist, like the shita that we brought down, the first opinion in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph. So the Bir Halacha over there writes, Shelo yitzamtzem b'mei hanatila el yito b'shefa. We certainly should go and pour a lot of water and not be so stingy and only take 3 to 5 ounces. Kidei shelo yishor chelik me'ayay b'li natila. In order to make sure that, since we're washing so much of the hand, and you want to make sure the entire hand is washed, so taking a lot of water will guarantee that the entire hand is washed properly. V'hosif shetzorach lashkiach harbiyazeh. And one should be very careful about doing this, and again, not take a small cup that has exactly 3 ounces, but you should take the big washing cups that we have and fill them up and pour them all over your hand to make sure that all areas of the hand, of each hand, get washed until as you die. And this is a tremendous school of bracha. And as we unfortunately pointed out a moment ago, if one is not careful with doing this, it can be rachmona litzlan, a negative school, or the opposite, for anios, or boli de anios, lo aleinu. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Ches writes that Rav Chisda said that he was filled up with tremendous amounts of bracha. Mikol makom l'chatchila, however, the Mishnah Berurah points out, l'chatchila, don't do it for bracha. Don't do it for reward. Tov yoseh shelo yaseh b'shulzeh. Don't say, I'll pour a lot of water and I get a lot of reward. Do amanas l'kabel pras, because that's a lower form of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to get a prize. Ela, what should a person do? Ideally, yaseh kol l'chavad Hashem yisbarach v'asochem yimele yavo. A person should do this because this is what God wants. And no, he knows he'll get reward for it, but that's not the real reason he's doing it. He's doing it to please God. If somebody is very careful washing until it's time, and at the end of his life he says, I was poor my entire life. It's because his actions, unfortunately, don't allow the bracha to come down from Shemayim that he would be entitled to because of washing until it's time in a proper fashion. The Mechaber continues in Sif Yud Aleph, and he writes, Mevarach kodem netila. We make the bracha before we wash the hands, the Mechaber says. Why? Shekola mitzvos, mevarach aleim, overlay yasiyosan. Because as with all mitzvahs that we do, you're supposed to make the bracha and then do the mitzvah. If you started to pour water on your hands, you've already started to do the mitzvah. So you shouldn't make the bracha after you started to do the mitzvah. You should make the bracha before you start to do the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Ches explains that over lasiyosin means kodem v'samuch l'hasiyah. And this is the halacha in general. We have over lasiyosin. You do it immediately right prior to the action. That's when you make the bracha. There shouldn't be any delay. So for example, if a person picks up a can of soda, he shouldn't open up the soda after he makes the bracha, pour it into the cup, and then drink it. But he should have it all poured, ready to go in the cup. He should be holding it in his right hand, make the bracha, and immediately afterwards drink. That's called over lasiyosan. Immediately, right before the performance of the mitzvah, he should make the bracha. However, the Mechaber then amends what he just said, and he says, bringing down the name of Tosus and Brachos, the Noagu, the common minog is, however, Shalom Levaruch, you don't make the bracha before you wash your hands at all, Ad Acher Netila, you make the bracha immediately after you wash your hands. Why? Mishum Depa'omim She'en Yodav Nikios, because sometimes your hands aren't clean, and you can't make the bracha before you wash your hands. Umimnekach, therefore, Mevaruch Amaleim Acher Shifshef Yodav Shekvar Yodav Nikios, therefore you wash your hands and you rub them together, and then your hands are clean, now you can make the bracha. And kodim shiotel aleim mayim shtiim. And now your hands are clean. Before you pour the second cup of water on the hands, you can start making the bracha al netilas shadayim. The remark continues and he says, Hagah, gam yochel levarach aleim kodim nigov. You're allowed to make the bracha before you start drying them. Shagam hanigov min mitzvah, because the drying of the hands is part of the mitzvah netilas shadayim. And therefore it's still called umikre over lasiyosan, because you're doing it before you dry them. So that's before you finish the mitzvah. So therefore there's no problem making the bracha before you dry your hands. If you forgot to make the bracha and your hands are already dry, then you still are allowed to go and make the bracha at that point in time. So we have a number of Mishnah Berurahs that we still have to do. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll leave them for tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.